Uber is losing yet another top manager. Rachel Whetstone, the company's head of policy and communications, is leaving Uber after 2 years. In a statement, she said she was incredibly proud of the team that she's built and that a strong and brilliant woman will take her place. That woman is her deputy, Jill Hazelbaker, and the change comes amid an investigation into sexual harassment at Uber and criticism of the management there. Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. She joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Lynette.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well, and we just had Uber president Jeff Jones leave last month, as did the vice president for product growth. What do we know about why Rachel Whetstone is leaving?
There are rumors flying around Silicon Valley that she was having issues with top management, and some investors have been talking about that. But, you know, it's not surprising to see people exit the company. They've been going through a lot of problems over the last month. One thing is this lawsuit. Google, her former employer, is suing Uber for allegedly taking technology from the company. And then,
right,
of course, there was the, delete Uber hashtag controversy after Uber increased its fares during the immigration protests at airports across the country. And there was, of course, the company's CEO joining Trump's council of CEOs and then eventually leaving it after pressure from his riders and users, et cetera. And all of this is taking a toll on all kinds of employees at the company, not just senior level management, but also, you know, engineers around Silicon Valley are putting pressure on their fellows not to join Uber. So in general, that's bad for the company.
So probably not a great time for the company to lose its top PR person, but also
absolutely not.
What about the bottom line for Uber? How is the company doing financially amid all of this?
Well, remember that it's private, so we are not exactly sure how the company is doing, but what we know from leaks is that it doesn't make any money. But that's not really the game here. The game is growth with all these rideshare services. They're trying to dominate the market, and then eventually, after one company dominates, kind of one ring to rule them all, then that company will be expected to turn a profit for its investors. And so far, Uber has been a leader in that match. And so when you have horrible scandals like the ones that have been going down, especially hashtag delete Uber, that only gives share to its competitors like Lyft and more recently Juno.
And we see that Lyft just announced it raised $600 million in new funding, bringing its total funding to around $2.5 billion. That is far less than Uber, but still a lot. Is Lyft the main beneficiary of Uber's missteps?
Sure. I mean, whoever's next in the pack and can show that they're taking share in markets is going to be more attractive to Silicon Valley investors. And Uber seems to have a culture problem that Lyft doesn't have, you know, and that comes from the top down. That comes from CEO Travis Kalanick, who has had to say, don't worry, I'll grow up, after, you know, he was caught on video yelling at a driver who was just asking him about why the fees that he was getting paid were going down.
Right.
Kalanick seems to be just a giant baby. I mean, he told people that he would grow up. He's 40. You know, he has this kind of frat boy element to him that people criticize Silicon Valley for. In fact, he's the worst that Silicon Valley has to offer.
Well, we'll leave it right there. And by the way, Travis, if you want to come on and defend yourself against Lynette's charges here, we'll welcome you at any time. Lynette Lopez.
I'd love it too.
Business Insider. Thank you.
Thanks.